Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse DePlantis here. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast. We got a great message today, and this is only part one of it. Knowledge, the ingredient to think big. How big are your thoughts about your future? Oh, this is going to be good. See, knowledge, the ingredient to think big. You're going to think anyway. You might as well think big. Why not? I mean, there's something going in there all the time and coming out all the time. So why don't you let your vision, what you think, become a living, complete reality for people to see? So let's go into part one right now of this message, this week entitled, Knowledge, the ingredient to think big. Are you ready? Take some notes too, because when this is over, you're going to have big thoughts.
Proverbs chapter 14, I want to read verse 6. It says, a scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Knowledge is easy to him that understandeth. Or in other words, you need to understand everything you're doing, not just shooting dice in the dark here. See, knowledge, if you got knowledge and you do, is easy to unto him that understandeth. So I want you to write this down. The depth of your knowledge depends upon the intensity of your desire. Write that down. The depth of your knowledge depends upon the intensity of your desire. Is your desire intense? Because that depends upon the knowledge of what you want done. There's some people, I got to go to a football game. I hadn't been to a high school football game. Good God, I don't know how long, but I went to a football game Friday, this past Friday, and watched the team play. And I enjoyed myself so much. It was just such a blessing. I even ate a hamburger and french fries and some jambalaya. So you got to have a little jambalaya in South Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? And I was watching these kids, and I thought, that used to be me. I was on the football team. I didn't play, but I was on the football team because I was too little. They let me on the team so they could hold the dummies for the big guys to hit. I had to hold the dummy. It didn't knock me down, Lord, but at least I was on the team. Now, the cheerleaders never knew that I didn't play, because when I'd sit on the bench, I'd reach down and grab me some mud, and as I came up with the mud, I would rub it on my jersey. Then I would take the water and squeeze it all over like I've been sweating. And I would run through the chilies and they go, where to play, where to play? And I thought, yeah, baby, what's up, baby? See, that was knowledge. Might have been a little deception in it, but it was knowledge. Because the girls always seem to like their players, you know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff. So knowledge, the depth of your knowledge depends upon the intensity of your desire. See, if your desire is intense, therefore, I say that what things soever you desire. You can't just say, I hope that's going to work. No, you got to have some intensity. The reason why I married Kathy, because her desire was so intense for me. That she was intense. I want you, man. I said, enjoy yourself. She said, he's a legend in his own mind. Glory to God. Hey, I'm the one preaching this morning. I'm going to preach it my way. Praise God. So the intensity of your knowledge depends upon the intensity of your desire. I keep saying that. Do you understand? Your desire's got to get up. You don't have to make a choice on it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Take both of them. That's right. God said, by his stripes you were healed. Don't get one healing. Get it all. Walk in health. Then get real intense and walk in life, divine healing, divine health, and then divine life. Get that intensity so strong inside of you, and your knowledge will increase, and you become what we call big in life. Write this down. Knowledge is the energy that makes life good. Knowledge is the energy that makes life good. See, if you have knowledge, it makes life good. You see what I'm saying? Why? Because you know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. That's all done by knowledge in every area. It makes life good. It's the good life. Why? Because of knowledge. That's why I believe in education. I believe that people need to go to school, learn as much as you can. There's some things I've learned in school, and I'm right now at the time of this preaching, I'm 64 years old, that I have not yet used in my life. There's some things in school that I have learned that I have not yet used, and I'm 64, but I ain't dead. It's going to come up somewhere, and because I've been taught that, I will know how to adapt or embrace whatever comes my way. You follow what I'm saying? That's why God gives us teachers to teach. So knowledge is the energy that makes life good. Write this down. Knowledge depends upon contact and relationship. Knowledge depends upon contact and relationship. See, let me tell you something. I've had some people say, I know Jesse the Planet. No, you don't know me. You know about me. Now, Kenny Day knows me. Nicole Day knows me. Not because they work for me. We've went out and eat dinner together. We've talked. We've been on a cruise together. You know what? Because that's contact and relationship. You follow what I'm saying? So knowledge, when you understand that, that knowledge is flowing that way, depends upon contact and relationship. See, you begin to find out what I like and what I don't like. I begin to find out what you like and what you don't like. It's the same way. Well, it's the same way with the Lord Jesus Christ. I knew to understand him and to walk in his light, I had to have contact and relationship. See, I needed more than relationship. I needed fellowship. I wanted this. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. I wanted to be able to talk to God and God talk to me. Now, when I was growing up in church, they wouldn't let me talk to God. You talk to the priest. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Hold your hand. You know what I'm saying? I'm not being critical of that. Just the way it was. You don't talk to God. Finally, I even wrote a book years ago, and I love this book, Wanting a God I Could Talk To. Because every time I wanted to talk to God, the priest said, you don't talk to God, you talk to me. I said, well, is God talking to you? He said, well, no, he ain't said nothing to me. I said, what do I want to talk to you for? See, I'm trying to get to the head person. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to get there. Why? To attain what? Knowledge. So I can think big. Not to be better than you or better than anybody, but to better myself. See, but I have to have that intensity of desire. I have that energy to make that life good. And then that depends all upon my contact and relationship with God so that I would know what God would do before he did. How many times I've asked God for something and I already knew what he was going to say? How did I know that? Contact, relationship. See, that's the ingredient to think big when you understand that. Write this down. Knowledge helps you to accept your responsibility to the opportunity that God has given you to do. See, when you have knowledge, then you understand your opportunity. Let me say it again. Knowledge helps you to accept your responsibility to the opportunity God has given you to do. You got to understand the blessing gives you, opens up the door for you to receive what you need. And then the favor helps you accept that responsibility. See, the blessing gives you responsibility. Favor gives you opportunity, if you want to say it as such. You see, but you got to understand that these all work together. So the blessing gives you what now? More than just opportunity. It gives you that ability to do, but then the favor gives you the opportunity. You see, and if you don't take that, well, then it's not God's fault that you didn't accomplish what God wants done. Let me say it again. Knowledge helps you to accept your responsibility to the opportunity God has given you to do. So the blessing gives you the ability to get what you want, and the favor gives you the opportunity to flow through what you want. When God told me to build this building, I never built a building in my life. Never, never. I never built a house in my life. I didn't build that house neither. Come to think about it. Make a long story short, I had never built on this scale. I believe Richie's here today. When he built my house, he had never built on that scale. But you see, he would have never been able to build my house. I would have never been able to build this that you see here without seizing that opportunity. You see what I'm saying? Was there sometimes you didn't know what to do? Well, yes, but that's why God's got people around you. Why you hired to your weaknesses, not to your strengths, but to your weaknesses. Because there's somebody that knows something you don't know if you're willing to listen. See, then you sit down there and figure things out. How many times did I find Richie on the floor? Watch that. He was drawing something on a slab that was meant for the ceiling. So I could see it. He said, now, you see that, Jesse? Yeah. And he would spray it with some stuff so you wouldn't wear out or wear off, whatever it was. He said, now, look, just transfer it to the top. And that's where we're going to put it. Now, yet he had never built the size house that I live in at that time. But we believe in God for him to build bigger houses than what I got. But you see what I'm saying? But he had knowledge before. Now, the wisdom helped them to attain that knowledge and to operate and function in it. Let me say it again. Knowledge helps you to accept your responsibility to the opportunity God has given you to do. So you understand what the blessing does. It gives you the ability. Favor gives you the opportunity. God gave me the ability, and then God gave me the opportunity. But if I didn't seize it, it wasn't going to happen, no matter what happens in life. Do you see that? Or you understand? See, knowledge is the ingredient to think big. in every, whether it's spiritual, physical, or financial. When I begin to flow in the Holy Ghost, I'm doing this a little different than I did in my staff, so you can understand this. When I begin to flow in the Holy Ghost, I had to have knowledge on how to flow. See, because the devil tried to mess up the gifts of the Spirit in my services. You understand what I'm saying? And you see me walk out and give words of knowledge and things and pray in tongues and interpret. You know, I'm talking about the gifts of the Spirit. But I'll never forget one time I was preaching, glory to God, and the Holy Ghost began to hover in that church. It was at First Assembly of God, Raceland, Louisiana. Brother J.B. Cherry, that was the pastor there. I love that man. He's in heaven today. What a wonderful man he was. Him and Sister Gloria Cherry. And it was a blessing. Now watch this. I was kind of new at this, and yet there wasn't too many men and that were actually moving in the gifts of the Spirit when I first went out in the ministry. They were a little nervous because they was afraid to miss it. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. I refuse to fear. I will not fear. It's not a part of my anatomy. So I never forget, boy, I'm flowing in the Holy Ghost. People get knocked out in the Holy Ghost. All of a sudden, this person jumps up and goes, start giving a message in tongues. All right? So immediately the whole church began to get quiet. I'm teaching you something here. Listen to it. Immediately the church began to get quiet to hear the message in tongues. All of a sudden, another person jumps up and goes, now I got two people speaking in tongues. And if I allow that to happen, confusion comes in. Are they doing wrong? No, they're not doing wrong. They just don't know, have knowledge how to operate and function when the Holy Ghost is moving. Did God give both of them a message? Yes. But you see, Paul had the same situation where everybody was jumping up saying something, and nobody could understand what's going. So what I did, I one person that happened to be to my right, I went, hold that, stop. And they looked at me and said, hold it. And this guy was still going. He just prayed in tongues. When he finished, I said, now give the rest of that. All over, and it just came out like that. And then I interpreted what the first person said, and then I switched around and interpreted to the second person. My father happened to be there that night. He came back. He said, boy, you was a smart man. I said, what? He said, Jesse, I wouldn't have known what to do. I couldn't believe my daddy said that. Now, he'd been saved a lot longer than me. He said, man, I would have said, whoa, somebody missed it. No, there ain't nobody missed it. They just got it out off of the rail track. They got it off the track. You understand? All I did was put it back on the track. Why? Because I knew God wanted something spoke to that church from both those people. So you have to have knowledge on how to function in those lines when God is moving and when God is blessing, whether it's spiritual, physical, or financial. Write this down. The way of knowledge that Jesus taught was not just a better way, it was a totally different way. Isn't that a good statement? I love that. Let me write it again. Say it again. The way of knowledge that Jesus taught was not just a better way, it was a totally different way. To truly understand if you're living for God, everything you're going to do is going to be totally different than what somebody else did. That's why I'm always looking for something different to do in the ministry. Because Jesus didn't just give us a better way, he gave us a totally different way. What we did this morning was totally different compared to what anybody, have you ever heard any church ever do that? In your whole pastoral ministry. Not bragging on that. See, I take no credit for that. That's the Holy Ghost doing that. He can do what he want to do. My God, if he wants me to walk on the water or walk on oil tanks, I'm going to walk on oil tanks. I don't care. He going to do what he said. Now, that may sound nuts and crazy to you, but greater is he who's in us than he who's in the world. You follow what I'm saying? Every area of my life. I'm believing God for so many unbelievable things that would knock your socks off. God told me I got a $20 million donor coming. I got a $5 million donor coming. I got a $1 million donor coming. Lord Jesus. Now, I'm not walking up here and saying, oh, you the $20 million donor. Oh, you the $1 million. Oh, gee, oh, you a rich man. Hey, girl, you a rich girl. Hey, did you get an inheritance the other day? Help us. Won't you help us? Come on, help us. No, I ain't saying that stupid stuff. Why? Because God said, I'm spitting all over myself. I can't help it. Glory to God. I'm glad I got this gray coat on because you can't see the spit flying. Praise the Lord. When you understand that he just didn't do a better way, he did a totally different way. See, a better way would have a bigger boat on the Sea of Galilee. But Jesus said, I don't need a bigger boat. I'll just walk the water. A totally different way. You understand what I'm saying? A better way, watch that, because it's a good idea. So let's bring enough food to feed the 5,000 because we got a good offering last week. So we're going to give a big banquet. But a totally different way is take a two-piece fish dinner, pray over it and bless God and say, give back them two pieces and five loaves. And he says, start walking amongst the crowd. And as you walk amongst the crowd, God begin to create loaves of bread and fish and red fish. Lord Jesus, black and red fish. Come on, man. Black and red fish. Hallelujah. And before you know it, the whole place is full. Yeah. totally different way. That's why Jesus said, don't send them away. See, that would have been a better way to mankind. But see, Jesus did totally different way. Don't send them away. Feed them. Just feed them. My God. The way of knowledge that Jesus taught was not just a better way, it was a totally different way. Write this down. The kind of faith we have in God's knowledge will depend upon the view we take of his person. Let me say it again. The kind of faith we have in God's knowledge will depend upon the view we take of his person. What is your view of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because your view of Jesus comes by your knowledge of him. See what I'm saying? I'm intense about what I believe in. Because my belief is a desire. Write this down. I love this. A larger conception of Jesus' life will produce exalted views of your future. Oh, Jesus. Every time you look at Jesus, you're looking at your future. Do you understand? Because be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. When I look at the Lord, I see my future, not only in this life, but the life to come. Let me say it again. A larger conception of Jesus' life will produce exalted views of your future. Why, Brother Jesse, can you receive these things? Because it produces in me a magnificent confidence. I have magnificent confidence. Glory to God. Woo! Because when I see Jesus, if he can walk on the water, I can walk on the water. My God, if he didn't get sick, I ain't got to get sick. If he's not in debt, I'm not in debt. Bless God. If he can walk, hey, you understand? Woo! It's a magnificent confidence. Don't tell me Jesse the Planets can't do something. Let me shock you. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I got magnificent confidence in the King of Kings, Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, Bright Morning Star, Lord Jesus. Woo! Magnificent confidence. My conception of him. I got to say it again. Whew. A larger conception of Jesus' life will produce exalted views of your future. What happens, man? I see myself. See, when we, when we stir our minds, that's what I'm doing this month, we think clear-edged thoughts. When we stir our minds, we think clear-edged thoughts. A sudden influx of power and resolve comes. A sudden influx of power and resolve comes when you stir your mind with clear-edged thoughts. I'm constantly thinking that way. Do you understand? Not so I can get bigger, better, and all that kind of stuff. It's to imitate him. I want him to say, Gabriel, don't Jesse look like me? I don't care who you are, if you got any kids or grandkids. Kind of makes you feel proud when they say, boy, he looks just like your grandpa, don't he? Amen. Oh, his grandpa used to do that. Boy, don't it act just like your daddy. Yeah. Boy, I tell you, he looked like his mama, don't he? Or her, whatever. It's a wonderful thing that makes you feel proud that you produced a seed that wasn't ugly. Because if they look like you, they ain't ugly. Yeah. Think about that. Makes you feel proud. We were watching Destrehan High School beat the fire out of Terrebonne High School Friday night. I wasn't too excited because I was a graduate of Terrebonne High School. Since I left, they ain't had much. But you know what was funny? It was to watch Jessica and Lewis. Lewis was sitting by me. Sabion. Lewis said, now, you're going to see a side of Jessica you ain't never seen before. I said, well, you just watch what happened. And Jessica, hey! If somebody calls her, hey! I said, she mean, ain't she? Oh, yeah. He said, man, she'll scream at you. Scream, or they just all screaming. And then Justin's grandma was behind him. Justin's grandpa, all of them. I mean, they were all out there. They were just edging him on, son. Glory to God. Why? Proud. Yes. Proud. Yes, yes. Proud. See, God is proud of you when you look like him.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what makes God really proud of you? when we imitate him and think outside the box. What box? The box that people try to put you in all the time. But Ephesians 5:1 says, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. To think like God with no limitations, we have to expand our view of who he is. Not just some big person up there, but who is he? What is he and what does he do? How big is your view of Jesus Christ? The only way you're going to know that, to understand, is to have fellowship with the Lord. Not just going to church on Sunday or Wednesday or whatever day you may go, but to say, hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. Do you know why God wants you to gain more knowledge of him? Because a larger conception of Jesus, watch this now, will produce an exalted view of your future. The more you know about God, the more you're going to know about yourself. The more you're going to know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. This is the God that loves us, ladies and gentlemen. I want to pray for you right now. Father, minister to people today and let them understand and get a bigger view of who you are, and it will exalt the future you have for them. Father, I pray for that right now. I call it done in the mighty name of Jesus, of whose I am and whose I serve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Do you understand what's happening? See, the closer you get to God, I said it a while ago, the more you're going to know about yourself. You're created in his image. Listen to this, and you're also created in his likeness, which means you should have the character of God. You ought to have a hard time sinning. Why? Why? Because you think more of God than you think of what the world's trying to get you to look at. That's God's word. I'm preaching here. I can't help myself. Kathy's coming right now with some glorious moments. I love this segment on the show. It's such a blessing. Kathy, take it away. Bless the people, bless me, and bless God. Do it.
Welcome to Glorious Moments. You know, my heart is always encouraged when I read the wonderful testimonies that come to us from all over the world. Today, I hope these glorious moments will encourage you to stand in faith for your miracle. Let's begin with this. All praises to our faithful Father. I don't know how or exactly when, but the Lord God Almighty made the unbelievable and impossible to manifest. I want to thank and praise our Lord Jesus for your ministry and every avenue of the words coming from you both. Such a blessing. I now have a roof, all needs supplied for, a place to live, rent, utilities, a truck to move, and resources for all things needed. Thanks so much for your encouragement and believing the Lord to come through with a breakthrough. All began to happen in addition to my relationship with my daughter beginning to be restored. She is with me. I listened daily to the Merry Heart series. It was much needed laughter, and that brought healing, and I personally needed. Thanks to JDM and your staff. And this next one says, I thought you just love that. This next one says, thank you for coming to Charis Christian Center this year. You prophesied over me. It meant a lot. Thank you. You guys are the reason I became a Christian as a child. I am now 23 years old. That is so powerful. This next last one says, Jesse, you prayed for healing in my body while you were ministering in Hobbs, New Mexico. I've been seeing a specialist for kidney failure and liver cirrhosis. A few months later during my visit, I received a good report. My doctor was so excited. She said my CT scan came back without any blemishes and everything looked good. All I could do was praise Jesus. I continue to have faith and believe in the Almighty miracle worker, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your monthly letters and magazines. They are such an encouragement. I love that. And thank you so much for watching. And I pray that you'll send me in your testimony because I want to glorify God with you. God bless you.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord? The answer is no, there's not. In my book, Give God a Job, you would discover that our magnificent God is ready and able to fulfill every promise that he has for you. It's time to ask in faith and start living on earth as it is in heaven. Remember, if you keep God busy, he will keep you busy. Order your copy of my book, Give God a Job, today at jdm.org. Did you get a copy of my new book, Give God a Job? Man, I tell you, this is good. It's our September product offer, and it's our theme this year from Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Well, God says, is anything too hard for the Lord? No, then give me a job. Listen, this book is going to challenge you to stretch Come on, stretch your faith like never before. How do I get it, Brother Jesse? It's brand new. It's hot off the press. Go to JDM.org and get your copy today, and you will be blessed. Partners, have you given God a job? Are you ready to let God bless you in the city, bless you in the field, bless you going in, bless you going out? My Lord, does he want to do so many things? You know, when you give, and I appreciate you giving to this ministry, do you know your seed, and inside that little bitty seed, and it can be a big seed, but even a big seed is small compared to a harvest. Think about that for a minute. The harvest is, you can't only count it. That's what I'm talking about. So it's not how much you give, and that's a wonderful thing. It's when you give from your heart, Lord Jesus, now you're pulling out of the future of what's coming to you. And I'll tell you what, it's a harvest that'll blow you away. I call it a tsunami. People call it a tidal wave. That's not a tidal wave. That's the ocean moving. And there's an ocean of blessing coming your way. Thank you, partners, for all you do for this ministry. Your faithful financial support is so greatly appreciated. Nothing too little, nothing too small, because when you send a seed, whether it's a huge seed, we've had $1 million donors. But I think, my God, that it's still a seed. I think of the harvest that's coming back. Or if it's a dollar, I think of the harvest that's coming. How about hundredfold? Oh, I think of the harvest. This thing is big. Thank you, partners, for helping me reach people, change lives, one soul at a time. Do it today, and let's get somebody saved together with your faithful financial support. See you next week. Jesse the Planner saying, I love you. God bless. Bye-bye. Are you ready to believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible? Because it's doable. In my new book, Believe, you will be challenged to believe the uncompromised Word of God so that you can receive all that God has for your life.
Yes, it's time to unlock your faith in God's promises and believe the truth of the gospel. For your donation of $5 or more, you can receive your physical copy or digital download of Believe at JDM.org.
It's time to make your faith work.
Yes.
Order your copy today and remember to believe. What do you do when nothing's working out? Our September partner offer will answer that question. The title is, What Do You Do When Everything Goes Wrong? You can overcome the difficult circumstances of life. Anyone can when they got Jesus Christ in them. Learn to praise God in difficult times, and guess what? Victory will become yours. How do I know? Go to JDM.org to get your copy today, and you'll be blessed.
Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, Senior Pastor of Covenant Church, a local outreach of Jesse Duplantis Ministries, and I would like to personally invite you to come and worship with us. At Covenant Church, we are called to reach everyone with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are passionate about building strong families and faith-filled relationships. Services are Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. For more information, go to jdm.org/church. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Avoid the mixture of an irreverent commonness. You know what that means? Well, bless God, mama was that way, daddy that way. Boy, that's the only way you can be. That's an irreverent commonness. And when you try to come out that hole, what's the matter with you, boy? You trying to be better than us? No, ain't nobody trying to be better than nobody. What you're trying to do is better yourself.